Totes Recall.
Bonus edition.
Yeah, we turn off the megaphones. Suddenly,
Beth K. Gibbs,
the one who has the power to turn off the microphone, suddenly says, guys, I have this incredible nugget of information that I'm going to tell you out loud now after I turn the microphone off.
Yeah.
And we said nay.
Yeah.
The microphone is back on. Beth Gibbs.
Okay, here's my theory.
Yes.
The old man is God. Mm. And so he meets Kevin in the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bulletproof theory.
No, it's good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
This is as
Kevin dies when he falls off the shelf.
Because of greed. Because of greed. Because he wants his Buzz's life savings. Yeah. And then the tarantula is like, what's his name, who takes you down the River Styx.
Yeah, the dude in the boat who crosses the River Styx. Because he has to get the, you have to put money on
right,
the eyeballs.
He takes the money out of the tin.
Yeah.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's when he gets transported into the afterworld.
Okay.
And that's... Is that also about when his mom sits up and goes, Kevin!
Kevin.
That's maybe. When she senses her child has just passed into the other world. And she has to spend the rest of the movie making deals with devils, as she says.
French devils.
French devils. John
Scranton
Candy.
Devils.
Probably the devil.
John Candy has a beer mug on his chest, a vice. He is like a lord of vice.
And then old man Maloney, or whatever his name is.
Marley.
Yeah.
Old man Marley.
God.
He's God.
Yep.
He's God.
Because he's reunited with his son, you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah. And he even said, they had a falling out.
Yeah. Or maybe.
Lord, why have you forsaken me? Like, it's all in there. Read the Bible, guys.
It's Christmas, for Christ's sake.
We're going to go read the Bible.
Yep.
Come back and talk about.
When Kevin is reunited with his mother, it is snowing outside because they are in heaven.
Yeah.
Right, and because he looks outside and there's the dad and the son also reuniting.
In the clouds.
In the clouds of heaven.
They're all in heaven.
Yep.
Wow. So the whole family also died.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their airplane probably went down.
Yes. Well, there was snowing out. There's a snowstorm. Of course it went
down. There's no way that plane could land.
There's no way it could have landed. Yeah. It was snowing. There's a huge snowstorm.
It probably crashed.
Yeah. Also, we all know French pilots are terrible.
What?
Solid.
That is... Wow.
So
they're both trying to find each other. Mother and son are both trying to find each other. She makes a deal with the devil, and he makes a deal with God.
Yeah.
Well, he made, like, a wish to Santa Claus at the beginning of the movie,
right.
I guess.
Santa is Jesus.
Is Jesus.
Maybe, yeah.
Clearly, well, Santa is Jesus.
Santa's on the side.
We're finally going to just watch the movie again.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then write a BuzzFeed article about it.
No, because he redeemed himself by overcoming his fear. It's like that movie where the guy dies and has to go defending your life. Have you guys seen Defending Your Life?
Nope.
With George Brooks.
Albert Brooks in heaven and Meryl Streep.
Yeah. The whole premise of that movie is that once you die, you go to purgatory and you have to defend your life. Did you live a brave life?
Oh.
And then you either go to heaven or hell.
And so he has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, he's
and
a lot
Meryl
of
Streep has lived this awesome life. And she goes back in to save a cat, back into a burning building. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
I think it's a good movie.
Okay.
But so he has to overcome his prejudice against the poor people.
Kevin does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And greed for trying to steal the money and all these sins that he's acquired, even as an 8-year-old.
Yes.
Not respecting, not honoring his mother and father.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Being a little brat.
He does have repentance.
Yeah.
And then he finally goes to church, sees God sitting just a few pews down.
Yep.
No one else is there.
Right.
Because no one else is dead at that time.
Right.
Or whatever.
And God
comes over.
Can I sit down?
Yeah.
Like he asks, can I come into your life?
It's a test.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds salvation.
Right.
And is allowed to reconnect with his mother.
With his
band-aid is the stigmata.
Yep.
What?
Oh my god!
What'd
yes.
she say?
The band-aid is
stigmata.
Like a stigmata
here.
Thank you for listening to Totes Recall. New episodes drop on the 15th of every month. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Totes Recall Pod. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. It helps more people find the show. Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan Jaquette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. For more information, check out noisepicnic.com/totesrecall.